Well, to allergies now. About 50 million Americans suffer them. It's bad, but how do we know just how bad the season is? Avery Schneider from member station WBFO reports on the science behind the pollen count.
If you live in Olean in upstate New York and you think you'll find someone tracking allergies out where the birds are chirping and where the grass is getting mowed, well, think again. It's actually happening on top of a two-story medical building.
It's actually kind of cool to climb up on the roof.
That's where you can find allergy specialist Dr. Fred Lewis. On this warm and breezy day, he's checking out some air samplers. One of these mechanical contraptions is the Burkhart air sampler.
Well, it's like a giant weather vane.
A weather vane that maybe got mixed with a model of the Starship Enterprise. It's about 2.5 feet long, and on the front has an opening like a whistle.
And it sucks air in through this little slit. There's a slide inside that goes past the slit, and particulates in the airstream will hit the slide and stick to it because the slide is greased with a silicon grease.
Lewis has been running his equipment for 34 years. Before he started, samplers known as gravity slides would be left out in the open for 24 hours with hopes that pollen and mold spores would land on them. Lewis says the results were very suspect and the method had become outdated.
So to know how to best serve my patients and to know what they were actually exposed to, I wanted an idea of what was in the air and try to correlate that to their clinical history and their skin test results.
Lewis got special training in aerobiology. Then he set up his equipment and joined the National Allergy Bureau, a network of 84 counting stations across the country and 8 more around the world that keeps track of allergens. Each day of the year, between when snow stops falling and when it picks up again, the samples from Lewis's equipment are carried down the ladder from the roof and into a lab.
There's an ash and a birch in there.
Cindy Peters is one of the medical technologists who takes it from there. She looks at the slide under a microscope and, to keep count, clicks a tallying device that looks like a row of typewriter keys. Each click is another grain of pollen or a mold spore.
Generally what we do is we'll count all the pollen grains first. They're counted on a different magnification.
Each one has its own unique size and shape, and Peters has her own creative ways of telling the samples apart.
So I was hoping I could see something really fun, like this is a pine pollen. So what does that look like to you? We call it Mickey Mouse.
Okay.
It has the central face with the two ears.
Once the counting is done, Peters compiles the data in a binder. A copy goes to the National Allergy Bureau for analysis, and another goes to local media outlets for the public. But all this collection and analysis takes time, so that pollen count you see on the morning news is at least a day and a half old. And Dr. Fred Lewis says there's no way to make truly accurate predictions for the season ahead.
You know, people guess all the time, but I'm not sure that they're actually, you know, better than a person throwing a dart at a dartboard. Has the pollen levels over the last week caused any problems for you?
But in the end, does it serve Lewis's original purpose of better treating his patients? He says definitely.
I've changed how I do my therapy based on what I've seen in the air. My testing is set up based on what has been out there. And if I put somebody on immunotherapy or allergy shots, for the colloquial term, it's based on what they're exposed to and what their skin tests tell me and the comparison of that particular data.
So next time you feel that sneeze coming on, rest assured, someone's keeping an eye on why. For Here and Now, I'm Avery Schneider.